Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night, Or L'chaf Aleph Elul. Kufchav Tes, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. B'chol HaKadeshim Shomrim Rosh Hashanah Bad Yom HaKippurim, Rinsim Kufchav Tes, Kofun Tevas L'Eila. Tainu Shomrim L'Eila L'Eila. So first of all, the words mean L'mala L'mala, Hashem, K'vayochel, if we think of Hashem as higher up, controlling our lives, like we talk about Hashem b'Shemayim, v'atol oretz, like in Koheles, it says, watch out, don't be so quick to talk about Hashem, because Hashem b'Shemayim and you're on the oretz. So that sounds a little babyish almost, but it means l'mala, Hashem is controlling us. It's a manner of speech that implies control. He's directing us, controlling us. So on between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's L'Eila L'Eila, because he's that much more manifesting his control, his malchus. So now the Kitzel says, you say L'Eila L'Eila, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says also. The lobe above U'L'Eila, because it's, I think it might be just grammatical, I'm not sure, to whatever degree. Like in Hebrew, you say saviv, saviv. When you want to, like, say a more intense surrounding, you say saviv, saviv. Or you say hager, asher b'sherecha, you know, you say mala, mala, v'ta tered, mata, mata. There's no vav in there. But we know that many sidurim and many people say the vav. So, okay, certainly not that makbid here. The Torah usually goes through things like that and tells you we're not so cognizant of it. I dare say we're not cognizant of it at all when we daven. That there's a very specific amount of words in each bracha and Shmona Esrei. Everything has a very specific amount of words, and it's alluding to something else, which is alluding to something else, which is alluding to something else. It's like we're happy if we have kavana, we know what the words mean. But al kaponim, kaddish is supposed to have 28 words. Okay. What?
What's the Torah say about why the 28?
So, therefore, if you're saying le'ela le'ela, so b'chol hashana omrim le'ela min kol berchos, even if I knew why, I wouldn't understand it. Keneged koach! Leila min kolber chasas, and now we say at omrim leila leila, leila leila mi kolber chasas, to maintain the amount of words. Okay, sit base. So we do that from Ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah until Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Yesh nagin l'spal b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippurim kol tefila shmona esrei b'kriya b'kfifas harosh. Now that's not just the physical stance. The physical stance is supposed to reflect Kniya, bittel, or submitting to judgment. Kriya means bowed down, and then the head is also kofel, down. Which is the way you're supposed to bow down during Shmon Esrei when we bow down. But the minig, apparently, there was a minig of Shoni Yom Kippur to daven like that the whole Shmon Esrei. But, v'omnam, the problem with standing the whole Shmon Esrei that way is that two problems. There is a special takonas chazal to bow down at the end, at the beginning and the end of two brachas, right? The first bracha and modim. So, okay, the first bracha is no problem because you're standing up, you're starting shmoneh esrei, so you're bowing down. But let's say you stay down and you do this minhag, then you have to get up before the end of the bracha of Mogen Avraham, because you have to fulfill the Tzivui Chazal to bow down. You can't bow down if you're already bowed. So you have to get up in order to bow. So you get up, let's say, before you say Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogen, so that you can bow, and you say Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogen. I mean, maybe you don't have to, maybe you can just get up after you say the words Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogen. You get up and then you bow down. That's one problem. The other problem is that they very specifically said not to bow down at the beginning and the end of other brachas. So even if you daven the Hoshmon Esrei bowed down, you would have to get up at the end of a bracha, stay up into the beginning of the next bracha, and then you can bow down after you're a few words into the bracha, and it's not the beginning of the bracha anymore. Because you have to, again, because Chazal is talking to bow down four times, and four times only. So in the middle of the bracha, you're not violating their rule. Because their rule was the beginning and the end of the brachas, which is the most intense part of the bracha. You're saying Baruch Atah. Yesh Nogin, so some people daven the Hoshmona Esrei bowed down and with the heads bent over. Vamnam kivin shezrichon lechra bebrikos Mogen Avraham, you have to bow down at Mogen Avraham, uva modim betchila ubesof. Right, when we say modim anachnu loch, that's the beginning of that bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, atov shimcha lechone lehodos, is the end of that bracha. Alkan kodim shemegiel lemakom oseilu, Sorech Lizko v'tzatzu, he has to get up in order to bow down. Kadei sheyichre k'mitzus chachameinu zal. That's point one. And also, gamosu l'chroa b'tchilas bracha v'sof bracha, you can't bow down at the beginning and the end of a bracha. B'mokam shalov tiknu chachameinu zal. So therefore, you have to get up in order that you shouldn't be bowed down at the end of the bracha. So when you have to bow down, you have to get up in order to bow down. And when you're not allowed to bow down, you have to get up in order not to be bowed down. But besides that, you could stay bowed down for just about virtually the whole bracha. But you know what, says the kid, so the Tov Yoser, the Spalal Beivorim Zakufim, Ubelev Kofuf with the most. The kid, so whatever works. Some people will have the emotion of Kfifa if they do the physical act of Kfifa. And some people will just rely on the physical act, and they will never get around to what it's supposed to reflect. So, you know, he says, better daven beivorim zakufim ubelev kofuf. Okay, mashinogim was followed by kol rom. There was another minute to daven out loud. I know in yeshivas we daven out loud. Like a very interesting. They daven loud in yeshiva. Yesh Levatel, it's really not right. Yesh was called Belachash Kmo Koloshono. Yesh Matirin Lagbia Kolo Ma'at, if it makes you daven with more kavana. There's no point in stand davening loud. The point is, as a Hisorus, the kavana. Avalo Harbabe, the bottom line is don't raise your voice a lot. You'll disturb others, and you're not really, it's not really the Surah of Davening Shmona Esrei. Yizor l'daklik b'tzilosu heitev shlo yishana shum nekuda. Maybe it's not so outlandish to look into a machzor before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and make sure you don't stumble on the words. V'yahadir achar sidur o'machzor shum buduyak heitev l'spal mitocho. Right, there are better ones and worse ones in terms of mistakes. There's some sidur that's full of mistakes, mamish. You have to stay away from them. Okay, Kol Hashana Omrim B'Tfilah Kel HaKadosh Melech Ha'Yisrael Mishpat Chutz Min Rosh Hashanah Adlach Yom HaKippurim Shetzrichon Lomer HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. Rashi explains in Brachas, because his Malchus is manifested more so during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so that's reflected by the way we refer to him. It's an intensification of his Malchus, almost as if the Mishpat is incidental. The Iker is the Malchus, that he's being Melech al Kol Haaretz more intensely. And a major manifestation of Malchus is to judge his subjects. So it's almost as if the judging is just a way for the Malchus to be manifested. Lishpat the Solomon, okay. Im tov omar akel hakadosh, or shum usupakim omar akel hakadosh, or hamelach hakadosh. Im nizgar toch kedei dibur, and quickly say hamelach hakadosh, if it's toch kedei dibur, around 2 seconds, maybe 2.3. Two is a lot. Long time, 2 seconds. Dein atzorach lachzol arosh, if you did it, you chapter ran, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei or anything else. V'chein ha-din b'melech ha-mishpat, he says at first. Later on he'll say a different shita, as we know. Avalim lo nisku ad lacha k'dei dibur, then you messed up. Oz b'melech ha-kodesh tarach lachsa l'roish ha-tfila. You go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Afilu misfeka, because probably you said the wrong thing. Unless you were always planning on saying the right thing, and then you go, did I say the right thing? So the place come then, I'm not so sure how to apply this then. Misfeka, you don't go back. You have to be pretty sure that you said it the wrong way. But you go back to the beginning of the Shema Esrei, because the three brachas are considered one. Would have to go back. If he said okay lakadosh, and everybody started yelling at him, and everybody's yelling, so he doesn't know what they're yelling about. Maybe there's a snake about to attack him, you know, he just hears everybody's yelling. Then around 10 seconds later, he chaps, and he says, oh, hakadosh. Then it's too late. I think one of my... when we were in the parking lot, it was right... And I felt, I think I said he does not have to go back, because he was stumbling. He was stumbling. He was like trying to catch the right word, and it just took him more than Kadei Dibur to correct himself, but he was already in the act of correcting himself. So I felt that counts also, and that extends the Toch Kadei Dibur. Okay. You should have fired me when you had the chance. No problem, say a second Kedusha, it's fine. Avo b'melech ha-mishpot, afilu yochad ein atzorach lachzor, afilu la'osa bracha, because he really said the tevas melech v'bracha zos. Okay. B'chol ha-shonim tov, omer ha-melech ha-kodesh, ha-melech ha-mishpot, ein atzorach lachzor, nish keferlich, nothing so terrible. B'shabbos arvis, which we have two of this year, because we have Yom Kippur also, Brocha me'en sheva mogenovo somim gam kem b'mekoim akel ha-kodosh ha-melech ha-kodosh v'yem to ha-shliach tzibur v'omer akel ha-kodosh. What we say is just to get some singing in the shul, but it's really a shliach tzibur thing. We're not supposed to be saying it at all. So that's why he talks about the shliach tzibur saying akel ha-kodosh instead of ha-melech ha-kodosh in the middle of the brocha. In this car, but the Mishnah Berurah says, listen, if you didn't finish the bracha and you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, so you should go back. Why not? You should go back, even though, again, he says don't go back. He's talking about don't go back once you finish the bracha. You don't have to repeat the bracha. But even if you said, okay, no, okay, we'll say, no, say, no, say, no, then there's always the guy that corrects the Baal Kore 2 aliyahs later. He says, so then they correct the Baal the Chazan. So he should go back, the Mishnah Berurah says. There's no harm done. If you're in the middle of the bracha, so you can go back. Okay.